Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
It's teaming up with Shana DePaul. It's called Cheap Thrills. We've been jamming here. We really have been jamming. Stevie, you were totally feeling that beat, huh?
I was indeed. I feel like I said it was like vintage Rihanna. Like, remember back in the day when she used to wear like boyfriend jeans and have long hair?
Ponder Replay.
Yeah.
I'll be up on the dance floor wanting some more. Come, Mr. DJ, want to turn the music. Go one. I remember way too many of those lyrics.
You do. I remember Dubba Dubba Dup.
Dubba Dubba Dup.
I'm like your doo-wop girl.
And then she just regressed. So now her new song just goes, wow, 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 wow. It's the crying baby song.
Full circle.
The new Rihanna song.
What's the new song called again?
Work. Well, I mean, she says it's called Work, but, you know, good luck finding that word in there. Because she mumbles.
I thought you were going to say something different. What, I thought you were going to be like, because she doesn't know what a hard day's work is of her life.
I dig Riri.
I have to just say something. I have to defend a certain person in the office. I feel like you guys were running down someone who never says such inappropriate words.
Hang on. What's going on?
When you said the jizz comments and no.
What's wrong?
And he never speaks like that
who,
around
Duncan?
The ladies. Never speaks like that
Duncan
around the ladies.
Duncan
Mapaso. Never.
Sorry. Is he still here? He's still here? This is amazing. Duncan has made an unbelievable first impression on Tamron Jardine.
Unwarranted, apparently, so.
Duncan, do you want to defend yourself?
You know, it's times like these when everyone should just look up to Tamron, because she's absolutely right. Good luck with the baby, by the way. I mean, your baby's brother's baby.
Fine. You can say what you say.
You know the baby that you came to the studio with the other day? That baby.
You know when the grave just keeps getting
bigger? Wow.
Hang on, you know what? Sorry, technical glitch. Let's go to a musical interlude.
Welcome back to the show, everyone.
You've seen all our faces and all this thing. Did you just do that?
All right, so with that in mind, it's time to start the ladies' roundtable. Other side of four.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, let's say hello to Tamron Jardine.
Hello, and as everyone heard, I am with baby.
Oh my god, I didn't think you were going to
wow,
say
Stevie.
It. Oh, congratulations. I thought we were just going to be like, Duncan's an idiot.
Yeah, Duncan just completely gave the whole thing away. It wasn't
surprise,
necessarily intentional, but
everyone.
It is. Yeah, there you go. Now everybody knows.
Yeah, everyone knows.
It's so cool. In fact, let me say hello to Stevie. Stevie's
hello.
Here.
Say hello.
Yeah.
Hello. I can't hear myself.
Oh, no. Hang on. Pass me your cord.
Just turn the cord.
No, not the. I mean, the headphone cord. The other cord's in a few months. Okay. There we go. Got to plug it in.
Okay. This is a team effort here. I've never seen such a disorganized start to the show, by the way. You are a mess.
Catastrophic. All right.
Okay.
That's not going to work in that
How about we just put on a Justin Bieber marathon and we all just go and have a drink?
Someone did message on WeChat, though, when we started. This is a great start, Ari. Don't worry. We love the unscripted bits. Don't try and be perfect. So, you know, sometimes it's about being imperfect. Anyway, I want to take one word, and that word is baby, because now we've started the conversation.
Baby.
Holy moly, Tamron, it's baby. There's a baby there. Yeah,
and I bet you didn't think that this was how it was going to happen.
No.
We'd even discussed it, Tamron and I, and like she's walking in the fashion week. Is it the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week?
Yeah.
For Corsi and Corsi, of course, who she is a brand ambassador for. And I was saying to her, no, you have to do like a Beyonce. Like walk down the runway and get to the end and then like cup the belly and everyone be like, what? Thanks, Duncan.
Yeah, Duncan, all time.
You ruined Stevie's plan.
I know.
I don't think Stevie's plan would have worked regardless. Like, you can't.
I'm sitting right here, bro.
Yeah. Stevie, your plan would not have worked. I don't know. Like, I'd just be like, what are you doing? Model, what are you doing? So I don't know if I'd just be like, congratulations. I don't know.
It is exciting, though, that you are having a child. I mean, that's awesome. What has been the most surprising thing in the past couple of months?
I'm pregnant. That contraception doesn't work all the time.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah. So, Where must I go from there, Tamron? Yeah. No, but what surprised you?
I'm very happy,
you,
though.
But what surprised you about yourself? What feelings have you felt that you didn't know you had the capacity to feel?
That I can be an extremely horrible person if I need to be.
I think she's actually become like so much more nurturing and like caring about other people.
She's always been like that, though. Yeah. My experience.
I know, but it's more. I think.
Really. Mm.
Well, I mean, it's going to be the most
she's
interesting
like,
when the baby comes.
I talk myself down, and everyone else is like, "No, you're great. Like, just keep making
just
a
horrible,
human in your
actually.
Stomach."
What are you? You were telling me earlier what you've been eating. Like, one day you'll just do starch, and then the other day you'll just do.
Yeah,
like,
it just depends what she wants.
What's the weirdest thing that you've eaten? You don't like peanut butter and gherkins?
No, I'm not Ew. One of those people. I'm just more of like a normal, like either bread, ice cream, or fruit, or okay. meat. I'm not a big meat eater, so that for me, I think, is the weird
but
thing.
But you've got to get the protein, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the whole moment of like doing the ultrasounds and everything, like is that what they make it like on movies?
Is the gel really that cold?
It is.
But is it as emotional as what it is in like movies?
It depends on like the reaction, like. The grandmoms have, like, they react more to the heartbeat, whereas I react more to when she moves.
Okay, yeah, because it's in your body. So yeah. You wake up in the middle of the night and she's, like, moving.
Yeah, she moves quite a bit, yeah.
She moved earlier. I was like, oh my gosh, your belly's getting so big. Her belly is getting so big. But it's so unfair because I think when I'm going to get pregnant, it's just going to be, like, a big fat belly. But now that Tamron's pregnant, like, she had has such a great body, but like before, so like now she lifts it up and it's like this amazingly fat, flat stomach just with like a little like soccer ball underneath
but it's really hard because I felt it earlier, it's really hard. Yeah. And by the way, that took a lot out of me. Just like, I mean, I worry about hurting a puppy if someone gives me a puppy to hold.
You know, there's lots of jelly and shit around her.
Yeah,
she's
it's super
safe.
Hard.
Yeah, she's safe.
It's crazy. It's, I mean, yeah, there's like one, two, three, there are five people in this room right now. Oh. And you can only see four. That's wild.
So crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. Okay.
Our ladies round table is growing.
Yeah.
Aww. Yay.
Welcome.
She can't really have an opinion for long though.
Yeah, no. Coming to you just after this, we'll do the babies round table. We'll be chatting to. Oh yeah. So let's get into the world that a baby's going to be born into and some of the intricacies of this world that we live in. Let's kick it off with this. Cece, you're very upset that baby's going to have to pay through the roof for bread and such.
So upset. So today, so obviously I love finance. So I was reading through the budget speech and I was like, you know what? It's bad, but like I think Pravin really tried to save it, but like it's bad, you know? So in my curiosity of trying to find out how bad it actually is, I went and I researched like what prices were 10 years ago. So in 2006, let me just share like a couple of prices with you guys. So if I can just get to
2006
it.
Is actually not that long ago. To
it's
me,
10
that,
years ago.
I was in standard 9, just before matric in 2006. So it feels like, shit, I actually am old. No, that is a while ago. Okay, anyway, so geez, that's depressing all around. Okay, yeah.
Our fiscal health and Ari's youth.
Oh, this is depressing.
all of which are things that no longer exist.
Oh, wow, Stevie. So anyway, so a bottle of juice, so a normal crush right now would cost you like 25 rand. Mm. A bottle of juice then was 9.95.
Hmm. For crush juice or for liquid fruit?
Crush. Cause,
yeah, I remember it.
Yeah. So this brand, which is I think is real, it was bought over by Crush. So it's basically the same company and they're pricing the same.
Yeah.
So it was $9.95.
And then, you can just go to the one that concerns me the most.
Which one?
Five Roses Tea.
We're getting to Five Roses. So a box of Wheat Bix would cost you $8.99.
Yeah, what is it now?
Probably like 19 rand.
I would say it's over 20 rand.
Yeah, yeah. I also think so.
I'll eat Weet-Bix. It's over 20 rand.
Okay.
Awesome. A bottle of, actually a box of milk, like a carton, like those Long Lives or Clover.
One
or whatever.
Carton or a carton of six?
One.
A liter.
Yeah. Liter. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Liter. Was $5.95.
I can't even. I bought milk
five rand.
Now, if you buy milk at like a gas station or something like that, it's like 34 rand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you buy it at Pick and Pay, it's like 27 rand.
Yep. Jeez.
And I'm lactose intolerant, but I don't know why I consume milk. Like I like living on the edge. So the difference between like proper milk and lactose intolerant milk is like 15 rand. Like, I was just so shocked. How do you even escalate to that price? And then what Tamron's worried about was the price of tea. So the big pack, how many grams is it? The big one.
500 grams?
Yeah. Was 13 rand 95. How much does it cost now? Yeah, 13 rand.
Around 45 rand. But my thing, no, actually more. But I don't really know. All I know is for one cup of tea today, I paid 15 rand and sometimes I paid up to 20 rand.
Yep. Yeah.
For one cup of tea, like a pot of tea.
Coffee at Mug and Bean, one cup will cost me 25 rand.
Frizzuccinos. Oh, my word. Another thing that I do not drink, but Alistair
rand,
drinks.
39 no, rand, 40 no, rand nearly.
Yes, for a Frizzuccino. It used to cost like 20 rand.
It's just, yep. Just horrible.
It's horrible. So my thing is that, where are we going, you know? Mm. A lot of people, you talk to people about how the rand is not so strong anymore, and immediately we think, oh, investments, oh, gold. No, think about what your pocket, you know, your buying power.
People think that when the dollar goes up, when the rand to the dollar price goes up, that it doesn't affect them. It only affects people traveling. It affects everything.
Yeah, and I think that when we put these prices to people and show people the effect of what it's done, then it makes more sense to them, and then we can actually feel it. And also, like, I've tried to feel, well, I've felt it in how I shop. Like, I've stopped using Dermalogica now because it's just so expensive. Mm. I'll rather use Clinique. I've stopped eating white bread. I'd rather use Do you like Clinique?
No, you shouldn't use it. Really? It's just like so many chemicals.
Oh my gosh, now I have to change.
Super drying. I'm sorry.
If it's got lots of chemicals, then you know maybe something it's tested on something else.
Oh no. Yeah. Maybe that cow that's making the expensive milk.
But, yeah.
You usually bunnies or monkeys.
Oh no.
It's
So I must stick with Dermalogica then.
No, don't stick with Dermalogica because Dermalogica is like so overly priced. Clarins. Clarins is like a really great, like affordable,
and
like
it's not tested on animals.
Yes. Okay. And like I use Optify, which I freaking love, but which is a little bit more expensive. But even though it's a little bit more expensive, like the containers are generally bigger than everything.
Optifier is not really made for skin like mine. Like,
why?
Like, do you know what you should just go and use? You know that one when you on Rakuten and they tell you to use it? That white
Epicel, Dermacell.
I can't. It's
Epimax. No,
Epimax is the cream.
Epimax is
I
the
use
cream.
That. Go. It's and it's in a white. Like it's white.
I feel like we should have a show about this because like we are very uneducated and like we need to get this information out.
My thing
out there.
Is that it's great that I have to use all these things, but how much are they going to cost me?
Yeah, I'm talking about this one. I'm telling you about costs you like nothing.
Really? Okay, I must try it.
But it's, you know, the point that you're making is extremely valid and it goes across the board, you know. I mean, movies. The cost of movies. It's 130,
I'm
140
going to
rand.
A movie tonight. It's supposed to be like on special or half price or something. And when they told me the price, it's like, but guys, where's the
You know what we
price?
Should do? Okay. We should have like a cost-saving show. Maybe next week or every week we do like a cost-saving 5 minutes. So the deal that you found. Guys, I am all about the sale the discount special.
Now, I'm grappling with the fact that 2006 I was in Standard 9. And this whole conversation has just made me feel like the oldest man in the
come
world.
Back. Come back to us.
I'd lost you at Clarence. But I do appreciate the
I
fact that...
I lost you at Ladies Roundtable. Where am I?
I do appreciate the fact, though, that... Because I don't actually look at the cost of things a hell of a lot.
One tea bag now costs the same amount of a whole box back
500
then.
Grand.
That's
think
not
about
good.
That.
But like I am a very simple gal when it comes to my grocery list. But recently, not so much because I've become a bit of a chef. You know, you can just call me Nigella. It's really fun. I get it now. But so I always buy the same thing. I always buy feta. Always buy salad dressing. I'll always buy, you know, my salad ingredients, and those are like my standard week to week. That's what I eat during the week when I'm snacking. Things like that. And gherkins. Love gherkins. Oh my God.
Hate them.
Are you sure you're not pregnant?
I know, right? No. So, and like you can see just in that, my point is that my shopping basket hasn't changed very much since from when I was a student. Mm. And it is just staggering.
But I mean, to a certain degree, some people are earning a little bit more. inflation has kind of hit some people's earnings as well, a little bit. I don't know. I think that there's the wealth gap is only widening in SA. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer.
But our middle class is growing.
Sorry, don't even get me on the middle class. I feel like in as much as the rich are getting richer, they actually did a survey where they found like what the gap is and what the percentages are. And you'll find that the people that were essentially or initially rich to begin with, their gap is widening. And there's only like a few that are entering the market.
Okay, that are able to move up. Yes.
Something's not churning fast enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the rate of the poorer
is increasing.
Yes.
See, I know though that like there's been a job that I've done, say, for 4 or 5 years now, and every year the rate has increased to do that work. So I'm always nervous to just say everything's bad because sometimes, you know, what you charge for things can also increase. Yeah.
So I've had a very interesting, well, my family and I have had a very interesting kind of realization. So we went from being students, Alistair and myself, and, you know, working part-time jobs and like supporting ourselves in that way. And then we moved up to Joburg and we started getting salaries, were, you know, doing trained jobs. You know, I was a sound engineer and a radio producer, and my husband was a junior engineer. So like we earned what we felt then was, you know, great money. And we used to, you know, we used to joke that we were like, oh, young money, because now we earn salaries and we can go and have pizza whenever we want, like woohoo. And then he got an increase last year and we thought like, oh my gosh, like we've arrived, like now this is the time that we can just do whatever we want and go out to dinner whenever we wanted. And we kind of lost track of how much we were spending.
Mm.
And now like we're trying to like cut back and save a little bit more this year. And so now we've given everything a budget. And so we say, okay, like groceries is this much money, like we eating out and, you know, team entertainment is this much money, and we each get this much pocket money. Like now looking at the amount of money that we spend that is within our budget, and like the few amount of times that we go out in the week, like I shudder to think how much money we were spending when we weren't keeping an eye on it. And I think that's like my point, is that because everything is like, yes, inflation, you know, you are getting increases every year and you think like, yay, that's awesome, that's an increase. And then, you know,
you got to balance it.
Yeah. And like, it's so difficult to look at that and then say food is increasing 10% and my petrol is increasing this much and my insurance is increasing.
Yeah. I was about to say that, like, you need to
So my big 15% raise increase maybe comes out to like R400 at the end of the month when looking at everything.
The one thing that we're not addressing is that it's also in the past couple of years been so much easier to get credit.
Yeah.
And people actually SMSing you every 5 minutes, trying to get you, encouraging you to spend more. So before it was just a TV commercial that encouraged you to spend more. Now they phone you and they say, yo, that phone is waiting for you, bro. You just give me your ID number and I press go and you got that new Samsung 25 Galaxy what.
But that's the problem with our economy at the moment, because people can get so many loans, because people are able to get up to 10,000, 20,000 rand loans and they cannot afford that.
People aren't spending regardless because people are feeling the pinch. They don't have the money to spend. So
I disagree with that. I think people are getting the loans and being promised this, and then they get to the end of the month and every single portion of their salary is going into a repayment. I mean, you know, Bears Furniture. I can't remember if it was Bears, but it was one of these. It was like a Bears.
Joshua Dorr.
Yeah. So Joshua Dorr, like their primary business focus is financial institution. They're a lender. They make a loss on cash sales from the floor. So all of their, like, and I mean, they've been taken to court as well because they give people this furniture and they put them on loans with like these insane interest rates. And when you're selling to a person that doesn't understand that if you take it over a 12-month period, you might be paying double for the item of furniture that you're purchasing, you know, I mean, it's criminal.
Yeah, listen, it's tricky. It's a responsibility,
but
though.
But at the end of the day, you have to have a credit history.
Yeah.
So you have to go and loan money.
Yeah.
And if you don't have any accounts, you're not with anything.
My stepdad.
I couldn't open a pay-as-you-go telecom account because I didn't have, I had a prepaid cell phone. I didn't have a YDE account. I didn't have a TrueWiz account. I couldn't open a prepaid telecom account.
My stepdad can't get an overdraft on his accounts because he has only in his whole entire life paid cash.
Oh, wow.
But he can afford to, so he doesn't need the overdraft. But so it's, rather it's, he sits without
say,
it.
No, but
so
they say it's
a good position to be in, Tamron.
No, but they say that you should always be able to have one on your account. And just in case
I understand why they
your money
do that
doesn't go in or come. But because he doesn't have a credit history,
yeah.
But he's bought his cars, his home, everything.
Cash.
He pays his taxes, cash, nothing is ever done.
The reason they do that is because, first of all, FICA, you know. If you've got a person that's always buying cash, there's a question of where are you getting this cash from?
And no, but they
a question
can prove
of,
it.
Yes, money laundering, but not everyone can. So the reason that you need to have some kind of credit history when you're applying for something is, firstly, so you're on the records, right? Because now we don't know you, you know, who are you, why are we loaning to you? Secondly, they need to know how much to loan to you because they need to kind of see what kind of a payer you are. So it's not entirely bad that you are required to have some kind of credit because we need to have some kind of history or basis to work from before we give you the credit. Mm-hmm. And also we need to protect our economy by not giving credit to people who are basically money launderers.
Listen, it's a tricky one, balancing your money. Just make more money and you'll be fine. Well, no, that
you
actually
can't.
Comes with its own problems.
We can't.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I was going to be like, really? That's all we have to do?
Let's get closing remarks, though, on this, on how to deal with money and your relationship with money. Quickly, Tamron.
I've started to become very stingy with my money. I don't.
Well, you weren't stingy when you were drinking that tea earlier.
I didn't realize. Now I'm like, oh crap! I'm not gonna have two pots of tea. I'm only gonna have one.
Oh gosh!
You must bring your own tea bag, yo.
Can I just have hot water? Can you imagine?
You go to Tasha's. You sit down. You ask for hot water.
You've been overcharging me on that tea bag, Nick.
You have your own little like sugar, like scuffed tea.
No, the sugar's on the table. You need a little
sugar's
bit of milk.
Complimentary.
You ask for hot water, boiling water.
Oh man.
Do you know what? You just bring those little, like, Parmalat, you know,
those
ones that you get in the hotel?
Yeah.
Just load up from the hotels.
That's it. That's it. Stevie, closing remarks on money?
Okay. So what I do is there are like loads of budget apps that you can download if you have a smartphone, or you can just make a list in a little notebook that you carry around. And when you write down every single thing that you spend, it's way easier to kind of go, oh, okay, that's where my money went, or that's where I can cut corners.
Sir.
Awesome. First of all, relationships. I don't want to have those problems. I'm not trying to marry broke. So when I marry, I'm going to really marry rich. Mm. So I don't have these problems. But I love money. I'm making money. I'm not rich, you know, but I love making money. So I think that, you know, because I'm young and I've got all these opportunities, I really just strive to make money. But I'm not marrying broke. Budget. I feel like every single time I track where my money goes, I get so stressed out because I can't afford all the things that I actually want to afford. Saving. I know that the government encourages us to save, but what money are we saving? And then also,
and our interest rates aren't actually good to be saving.
Yeah, yeah, don't give me this bullshit of fixed deposits.
Yeah, no,
shut
up.
Beats inflation.
Yep. So, and also, and then lastly, I feel like, you know, we could really go off, like we could really just like live without all the other fancy schmancy things that we buy. So maybe we should take a look at how we spend our money.
My final take on money, it's advice that I will give you that I do not use myself, but I have heard that it's very good advice, and maybe one day when I'm a real person, I'll use it, is to use cash as much as possible because you physically feel the money. So that's scientifically
proven.
But
then you don't get e-bucks.
Yeah. No, you get the e-bucks when you draw the cash out of it. Oh, you don't?
You do. No. Like, the best way to get e-bucks is to swipe at, like, a Checkers and
draw
money from the cash. No. Like, guys, money saving tips, Sales Central, this is where it's at, okay? Right. I'm pointing to myself. Stevie French got your inside ticket.
I really like
ticket.
That segment, though, like a 5-minute, like,
money thing. Yeah. We'll play around with it.
Okay.
I want to move on to this because it doesn't matter how old you are, clearly, clicks are still a thing. Yep. I thought that this was just like a Mean Girls high school kind of vibe. But Stevie, you say that cliques exist no matter what age a woman is.
I think so.
100%.
100%. Like, I think in my industry even more so, but it's difficult in our industry, because, you know, when you go out to these events, you hang out with your friends, and when you're at work, you hang out with your friends. But I imagine it's very difficult for someone like coming in. Like, I'm a part of the clique now, but I don't know. Yeah, it's weird.
But no, but women tend to, and dudes also, gather and create groups, and then you get people. Like, I hate it when new people enter friendship groups. I don't like it at all. I have my friends.
You've got problems. You are a mean girl.
I'm 100%. Well, then I just avoid doing anything with the group. I'm like, peace out. Thanks. It's been real.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Because I understand what it is to be comfortable with certain people.
Yes.
You are comfortable with some people, and then when other people enter that realm, or come into that space, you're like, who are you?
Yeah.
These are my friends. Especially when they're closer to other people than what they are to you. I mean, is that a click? Is that being horrible?
I think you've just got issues.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. So for me, like when I was growing up, I was definitely a part of like the clique in primary school. Okay. We thought we were very cool.
What did you do to the other girls?
No, so I don't. Okay. So that's the other thing is that I don't think that I was mean to people. But then we see people like years and years later and they're like, oh, you guys thought you were so cool. You were so mean to us. I'm like, when? And that's maybe the problem. So when I was in primary school, I was part of the A group.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The self-titled A group. I think you know.
Like you all got A's? Or no. You just...
Oh, no. You were the girls that were the cool girls.
We were the cool girls. Yeah. But I wasn't the, like, I wasn't pretty when I was growing up. Like, this sounds so dumb. But like, so I was a bit of an ugly duckling. And so I had to kind of be like the funny one.
You were the A-minus in the A's. Wow.
Exactly. But then when I was in
high
school.
The Michelle of the group.
But then when I was in high school, like, I was a real like drifter. So I basically had like a really good group of friends, like 3, maybe 4 girls every year, and every year they were different. I don't speak to anyone that I went to high school with, which is, I don't know what that says about me.
And now,
like, I have 2 or 3, like, best friends. And like, I'm like so shut off for like, I don't like meeting new people.
Yeah. You see, that's exactly what I'm saying. I don't like meeting new people either.
Yeah.
Tamron, you strike me as the mean girl.
100%.
Yeah. Okay. Sese, I feel like you were the girl that just didn't take any bullshit.
No, I don't. I still don't.
Yeah.
I love control. So in all my cliques, like, I feel like I need to.
She's
have...
the queen bee.
Do you organize everything and say where everyone's going?
No, surprisingly, but I end up taking over. Like, you can bring your idea. We'll assess if it's worth doing.
Who starts a lot
and
of WhatsApp groups?
As a member of the ladies round table, I have no idea what Sess is talking about.
See,
I started our WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, but what's interesting is that all three of you are very strong personalities.
Yeah.
All three of you could have started a WhatsApp group.
Ari's like, you have it in you. You can start WhatsApp groups.
I walk in here shit scared every Tuesday.
But I would if it just didn't have like all this admin. You know, really being the admin of a WhatsApp group really is admin. So I don't know.
You don't have to do much. Invite and then send first message and then done.
I think the difficult. So like in terms of corporate life, I've often worked in offices where I was the youngest person working there, except when I was in Alaska and it was our whole news team was, you know, like mid-20s, like early 30s. And so we all kind of got along. But I think that in Alaska, like I definitely had it. Can a clique be 2 people strong?
No.
Oh, never mind then.
Well, if those 2 people are making everyone else their bitch, then I guess kind of.
Yeah, I don't know.
If that clique...
Can a clique be positive?
Or is a squad?
Is a clique, like, essentially
No,
evil?
I think... I mean, friends could be a clique. The 6 yeah. friends yeah. and friends. Yeah. That could be a clique. That's a positive clique.
Yeah.
It's just what people do. People like to group. As long as
I
you're
I don't
not,
think it's wrong because, I mean, yeah. it's a natural thing to gravitate towards things that appeal to you. You mm-hmm. know, if you walk into a group and a certain number of people make you feel comfortable, it's natural for you to gravitate towards them, you know?
But there's leaders as well.
Yeah. Yeah. But
so do you think someone who's listening that maybe, you know, is in a clique or wants to be in a clique, like, do you think...
I think everyone essentially is in a clique unless you don't have friends.
Yeah. Like me. So...
No, even if you don't, even if you're not in the cool clique, you still have that one friend who you're friendly with.
Yeah. Well, no, let me tell you, sometimes to join like the uncool kids is also very difficult.
Very difficult. But that's the cool kids, thing about like, yeah. that's the, that I find that's like the cool thing about
cool
being an
adults.
Adult.
Oh my God, I wouldn't treat that. We've got cool adults and uncool adults.
No, but that's the thing. But there's no such thing as a cool adult. I mean, we were walking at Delta Park the other weekend, like a couple of months ago, and there were people like LARPing in the park.
What?
So LARPing is live action role play, which is basically means like you dress up like your favorite video game character and you act out like a scene of the video game. And in high school, everyone would be like, oh, it's so lame. You guys are dorks. Oh, nerds.
But I was still thinking that.
Yeah,
no,
so am I.
No, like honestly, these people were having
Stevie,
so much fun.
You go be Princess Helga on weekends. You just don't bring that
on
a Tuesday.
I'm not a LARPer. I'm not a LARPer.
But
the point
of my
story is that like there was no one around to be like, you guys are being lame, because they didn't give a shit.
No,
they were
just
playing
them
and
out
having
for a
fun.
Quick
yeah.
second and was
they,
like,
they didn't have Tamron there giving them a serious
I would have. I would have been like...
Yeah, Tamron's been giving a lot of side eyes recently.
what drugs have they been taking?
You have been side-eyeing those specifically people that you think are very lazy.
No, I just think people all have a different definition of what lazy is. I think people who don't exercise, who don't make time for that are lazy. But I come from a family where exercise is very important.
But no, I think you mean that people who complain that they're unfit and unhealthy.
Yes.
Who don't exercise.
And then they sit there and they go, oh my gosh, I'm so fat. Really?
Yeah.
You could be doing something. Yeah, I mean, my lazy definition is a lot more to do with work.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like that.
But I guess that is interesting because, like, fitness freaks, that would be their thing, would be the fitness. Mm. People that are very conscious about what their homes look like would walk into someone's house
if there's messy
who doesn't
or something
tidy up and say, that person's lazy.
Guilty.
Okay, so you define laziness on, like,
fitness.
Yeah. So
no, not fatness.
Fitness. Okay.
But if you sit there and you complain about being fat and
you're
not doing something, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're lazy.
Stevie, how do you judge if someone's lazy?
I don't know. Also, like general, like unhappiness about your life, maybe. Like I think that I'm such an optimist. Like I always think that there's something that you can do. There's someone that you can call. Like there's a way that you can get it fixed if you just work hard enough.
So someone that doesn't do that would be lazy too.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
That is lazy as well.
First of all, not everyone is a fitness freak, you know.
No, I'm meaning like even if you're complaining about your weight, then go for a 10-minute walk.
About it. Yeah.
Or eat less carbs. Or do something. Don't sit complaining.
P.S. I made a Banting curry this weekend and I was so disappointed because like I didn't have all the ingredients that I needed. But I was like, screw it. Like, so I just made it anyway. I was so disappointed. Alistair got home. I was in such a bad mood. And then he ate it and he was like, this is really delicious. This tastes great. And I was like, thanks. So my in-laws used to say,
Stacey doesn't know what we actually
my story.
About.
And that, like, my in-laws used to think I was lazy because I didn't cook.
Okay. If you really must share, you know, this is a safe place. Tell us about your curry. So amazing. I tried so hard to like not be transparent, you know, I tried to smile and wave, but my face just gave it away. Like, all right, now can I tell the world what I think is lazy? You know, Stevie, if you must, you know, like, take my moment to tell us about your curry.
The reason why
really
she told
is
you
okay.
about the curry is because it's a diet curry.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
It was carb-free.
Fantastic. Thanks for that, Stevie. Very, very Stevie French. Thanks for that.
Thank you. I'll be here till Thursday. Thanks, guys.
Is it okay now, Stevie? Can I say what I define?
I feel like Sessa should.
What was
should
for
share.
Lunch? What's for dinner?
I'm so sorry for my face, guys. I really tried to be normal.
I tried so hard.
Okay, so back to lazy before we wrap this up.
Anyway, so messy people, I feel, are generally lazy. Also with my work, I love procrastinating, but if I've got a deadline, I do it. You know, if I need to do it the night before, I do it. I feel like if you've got a deadline and you don't do it, you are a lazy person. And that's just as simple as that.
Well, I'm so glad we waited to hear that.
Yeah, you interrupted it with your curry. Like, I was really just waiting for the pen to drop.
Oh, Stevie, that was great. That came out of, like, nowhere.
I felt it was so relevant at the time.
But the best part is that literally everyone was in tears from laughter afterwards and watched all of us wiping up.
Except wasn't impressed. She was just sitting there like...
I was just very confused. Like, I just didn't know what was happening. I was like, okay, I was late today. What did I miss?
No, that was very, very funny. Okay, so on that note, let's wrap it up with this. What's everybody's favorite dish and why?
Wow. really? We know Stevie's.
Not the bunting curry.
And you were so invested in that story as well, Stevie. It was like the process from like pre-production to putting the thing in the oven to taking it out.
And then Alistair liked
it. What Alistair said. You didn't think it was great. He thought it was great. You're banting.
And I finished it and I was like, ta-da.
And everyone was just like...
Oh, yes, Tamron, your favorite dish and why?
My favorite dish at the moment is ice cream because it's what I'm craving.
Aww. Boom. Stevie?
Curry.
You got to come back strong now because you set the bar.
Like anything.
Obviously normal curry.
Anything normal Indian curry, Thai curry.
With rice.
Or curry rice, carb free, coconut milk. A little bit of and I didn't even have any Thai curry paste, so I had to use this like ginger curry garlic paste.
Oh my God.
And it was but it worked out.
You need to do me a favor and get Snapchat, Stevie, because I think you'd be great on it. Say your favorite dish and
oh, you're done, Stevie.
I was going
did
to
Did you have cinnamon? Did I you was, have Rocket.
No, like, and I didn't even have I didn't have lime leaves. Like it was in a real. I was in a real bad place. But as I say, you know,
I'm glad you're okay now. Stevie.
I even went out at like 5 o'clock and went and bought a can of coconut.
You're still continuing. Like, you're going on about this, Stevie. I'm just very concerned right now.
Sissy, your favorite
anyway,
dish and what?
I've been experimenting with pasta a lot. I love prawn pasta and your traditional
coconut pasta.
No, prawn pasta is amazing. I make a mean prawn pasta and chicken pasta. Love it.
Pasta is always good. Yeah. Actually, I like pasta. Ooh, as well.
Love white wine. Oh my gosh, those sauces, white wine and cream and dried tomatoes. Ooh. Oh my God.
Now everyone's hungry.
Jeez, Sissy. Jeez, why don't you tell us more about your curry? Stevie, just let it go. Just don't even do this. Just let it go.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Wow.
That was the ladies' round table. It was something. I'm going to listen back to the podcast to that to figure out what happened there. But we did cover a lot. I mean, we started out with buying power and landed up at curry. It's really just...
As everything does.
In your world, I guess. To keep up with everyone, it's at Tamron_Jardine on Twitter, at StevieFrenchSA, and of course at CSZDW on Twitter as well. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out. We'll touch base next Tuesday.
Bye.
You better bring... In fact, you know what, Stevie? You can bring us food next week then.
I will. I will make us a curry.
Okay, there you go. Power, that's the LRT. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.